Welcome, and thanks for joining us for today's message from the archives of Pastor Tony Alamo, presented by Help from Christ Ministries. If today's message inspires or encourages you, please contact us at 918-506-5550. That's 918-506-5550. Or help from christministries@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 68. If you'd like to have a copy of it, Sharon will show you how at the end of the program. Please specify whether you want a CD or an audio tape. They're free.
We have the conclusion of the Roman Catholic agents in our country posing as U.S. agents. Not only are the people in the United States getting angry about that, but the entire world is, because Rome wants to rule the entire world, and they're using the United States Army, Navy, and Marines to do it. So we'll get the blame for it, so people can justify eventually murdering, killing, bombing the people here in the United States. It really isn't we, the people in the United States, that are doing these things. It's Roman government people that are posing as the heads of the U.S. government, the FBI, IRS, Department of Labor, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, and also Drug Enforcement Agency. And most people have seen the expose from many sources of how that it was the United States government agencies that are bringing the drugs into the country. And then they're throwing thousands of people into prison because they're distributing the very drugs that the heads of government have brought into this country. It's just amazing that the people of the United States want to believe that it's just the United States that are inspiring these things. This is inspiration from Rome. The people in government know that they're being told what to do by Rome. The elder President Bush, Clinton, also the new President Bush, are the most Catholic presidents that have ever been. FDR, he was one as well. They've all said that they'll do everything that the popes tell them to do. And that's what they're doing. So we, the people of the United States, who believe in the U.S. Constitution, and we who are Christians, don't believe in bombing other countries to gain their oil or to make fake atrocities and bring false accusations against the people of other countries so that we can steal their oil. False accusation being that there's weapons of mass destruction in there. There are a lot of tapes on this that people have done, but they don't point out that it's the Vatican that is leading the Bushes and the Clintons, that it's the Vatican that's been bringing drugs into the country to get everybody so drugged up that they can't think, they can't put it together, who it is that's doing these things. And now the USA is being blamed for the atrocity of the World Trade Center, also for bombing all the other countries that we've been bombing. And it's just the insatiable desire of the Vatican to do these things. I've met many government agents that have gotten away from the government. They said they're worse than the mafia. And I've always said that those people should be placed in prison. And a lot of people that are in prison, that are held as political prisoners, should be released. There's many people that have killed people in this country to hide the fact that it's the Vatican that they're working for, and that they're the ones that have been bringing drugs into the country and transporting weapons in and out of the country. I wouldn't want to say it's the most clever promotion that's ever been done. That's what I did for a living before I was saved, is promotion. And I was the best, and I'm really able to recognize a mass promotion like they're doing, masking it as they do. How else can they rally armies to go after innocent countries but to bomb the World Trade Center, the federal building, and blame it on Osama bin Laden, who died several years ago, according to reliable sources? People say, well, I thought you were a gospel preacher. Yes, I am. The Lord tells us to resist the devil and he'll flee from us. And how can you resist Satan if you just keep believing the things that you do and that you just want to remain ignorant? Now, one of the former federal agents just told me this evening that he used to be a bodyguard for the elder Bush, Clinton, and the new Bush. He wanted to get out of there because he said, I never saw such corruption in my life. Those people just feel that they're totally immune from being prosecuted. They prosecute people that are innocent and are doing so much less than what they do, and they're absolutely immune. You can see a little ruffle here and there, but that's it. They never get prosecuted. Did you ever notice that, these high officials in the government? And they're still sporting themselves in front of the American public, and people just say, oh, well. So it's no longer we the people, and that the law pertains to everybody, and no one is immune from the law. These people have done such evil, bringing narcotics and drugs into the country and starting fake wars. I believe God's going to get them. Now, I'm not trying to raise up anybody against them, because we're not supposed to murder. We're not to plan murder. But we need to pray that God will either save their souls or that he'll do something about them. I noticed that President Clinton had to have a bypass, maybe 2, 3, 4 bypasses. And the same thing is going to happen to a lot of these other people that are responsible for the deaths of all those people at Waco and their participation in the bombing of the federal building and the World Trade Center. It's just such an obvious setup. The Bible says for us not to murder. And here they are literally planning to murder millions of people. They're not to covet other people's oil and to bring false accusation against those that have the oil by saying that they have weapons of mass destruction, which has already been proven to be a lie. Yet we stay over there getting our own people killed and killing them. What do you expect these people to do? They know that they've been falsely accused, and yet we're in there trying to bring, quote, democracy, unquote. In other words, to take the Bible out of their life. Of course, they're Muslims, and there's no way that they're going to believe us if these people in high office say they're Christians. How will such evil people like that convert anybody to Christianity, the Muslims? With the truth, people are converted to Christianity. But with the false things that they're teaching people over the news media and the one world cult from Rome, where the Bible says the devil sits right there in Rome, incarnate in a human body and in the bodies of many others. The body of Satan is a corporate body. There are millions of people in that body, and they've actually got people attacking Christians and paying money to support them while they attack Christians and bring false accusations against them. So we're going to be doing the conclusion of the Roman Catholic government agents in this country, puppets of the Pope, causing everybody in the world to believe that we, the United States, are looking for world dominion. It isn't us. It's the Pope, the Roman Catholic, but it's not even the, it's the devil. Satan is embodied in the Pope and the Cardinals and all these reprobates in Rome and all over the world that have joined them in their quest to take power and dominion of the entire earth. This is going to be a short-lived thing. It's obvious that they've done it already, and that shows that it's just time for the Lord to come back. Now they're using treachery with this germ and chemical warfare, and the Lord said he's going to shorten the time, because no flesh would be able to endure the things that are happening on earth now. So he's coming back very soon. And you see there's a great falling away. And the Apostle Paul said, don't think that Christ is coming back until you see the great falling away from the church. And Satan enters into the temple of God to say that he is God. Well, the temple of God is we who are the Christians. There are many of them that have fallen away, because they've allowed Satan to enter into them, just as he did Judas Iscariot. They have betrayed the Lord. They've actually taken the mark of the beast in their heart and in their minds. And they're condemned. They're doomed. And there's no possible way for them to repent, because these false preachers are part of the whole regime. They're saying that they're Protestants. The majority of these preachers on television and on radio are actually Roman Catholics pretending to be Protestants. Now, if they were so proud of their religion, why do they hide under the guise of Protestant or born-again Christians? They're no more born-again than the devil is himself. They're saying that Bush is the Messiah, and, ooh, that stuff that just turns my stomach. So let's all get together and pray that God will make a move and that stick with the gospel and don't believe these people in secular government or these false prophets on television. The Bible calls them wolves in sheep's clothing, and that's what they are. They're the devil pretending to be angels of light in the pulpit, as Satan himself posed as an angel of light and deceived Eve. Then Eve became Satan's first disciple and threw her own husband's soul. So don't be led by women. Don't be led by Satan's Antichrist Roman Catholic cult, government, or media. But read the Bible and listen to the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Believe what he says and nothing else. In Jesus' name. Father, we ask that you bless, anoint this service with your outward anointing. Open up the spiritual eyes and ears of the saved and the unsaved. Let the unsaved be saved once and for all, that they may become Christian soldiers, wielding not carnal weapons, because we don't use carnal weapons. Our weapon of warfare is the Word of God, because the Word of God is the most powerful weapon. And the reason I expose Satan is because the Spirit of the Lord has told me to do that. Nobody knows where the devil is coming from. It pleases President Bush for you to believe that it's him doing it, because he is taking the heat off of his God, the Pope. And the Pope, Rome, has accused Russia, communism, the Jews, China. Everybody's the devil. Now it's the Arabs, the people from Iraq, Iran, anybody that is not Catholic or united with the Vatican, the Roman Catholic cult. Father, we ask that you expose these things. Let everything that I say be directed from your mouth through mine into the hearts and souls of everyone out there in Radio Land. Strengthen the church and save millions, yea, billions of souls in Jesus' name. And everyone says, Amen. The body of Christ is a corporate body of people, millions of people. The corporate body of Satan is millions and millions of people. We must realize that we're sheep among wolves, and we must stay together in a body. United, we stand. Divided, we fall. A house divided cannot stand. No person can serve the Lord, really, outside of the body of Christ. No one can be part of the fullness of the body of Christ by yourself. There are no lone wolves. The entire corporate body of the children of Israel had to stay together for the 40 years. And the young ones, when they came to the River Jordan, they didn't cross, just a few one day and a few the next, and a few a week after, a month or two after that. All of them had to cross at the same time. And that's what we're all going to have to do. We're all going to enter the kingdom of heaven the same time. And if you think that you can be a maverick, or that you're going to be an Elijah outside the body, the New Testament explains that we must be all part of the church, all part of one body. There's one body, one God, one Christ, one Spirit, and that's it. One faith, one Word of God, that's it. So you must be in the body. My arm cannot survive if it's severed from the body. It'll shrivel up and die. One toe away from the body will wither and die. And it cripples the body. So we need to stick together as a body. We need one another. That's just a known fact. We're the minority in this world. And so stay in the body and live. All right? Now, we're at part 8 of the Antichrist cult, government, and media. Posing as godly U.S. citizens. Go ahead.
God hates your carnal weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah, he's talking to Rome, the devil, and people that follow Rome. The great falling away are a bunch of former Christians that fell away from the Lord, and now Satan has entered them. And because they have taken on the false doctrine, they're saying that Satan is God. A lot of people I hear on the TV now and then saying that there's going to be a temple of God built in Israel and the devil himself is going to enter there. That isn't what that means at all. You have to be deep in the spirit to understand what that means. Know you not that you're the temple of God? The Bible says that over and over again. Know you not that the Lord will not always strive with you? It talks about in the first chapter of Romans that if you accept the Lord Jesus Christ and taste the Spirit and taste the good things of the Lord, and you fall away, he turns you over to a reprobate mind, a reject of the Lord. Same thing in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Because you had not the love of the Word of God, you did not retain it. He says that he will send you strong delusion. In the book of Revelation, he says, if you don't continue being zealous, he'll spit you out of his body, and you'll be out cold. You'll be the same as the person that has blasphemed the Holy Spirit. So don't tell me your false doctrine of once saved, always saved, that you're the righteousness of God when you're out there sinning. And when you've fallen away and let Satan move into you and say that you're God and you sit in these congregations that are spewing out this false doctrine and you're receiving it, you're the same as saying that Satan is God. And you're the fulfillment of the very last scripture that the Apostle Paul said would identify the nearness of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's standing at the door right now. This government and the world government is so corrupt that it has weapons of destruction that can actually annihilate you and cause you to stop breathing, whole cities, whole towns. Get right with the Lord. Believe the Bible. We're right there at the mark of the beast, and many of you have taken the mark of the beast already. And you're angry at me and bringing false accusations against me because I'm telling you how the Word condemns you. Unless you repent. Now, if you blaspheme the Holy Spirit, you might as well just back off, because you can go to lower parts of hell and the lake of fire. God is not a kidder. When he tells you that he's strict, he's severe, he's a God of love if you keep his commandments. He said, you're my friend if you do everything I say. But if you're not doing anything that he commands you to do, you're no friend of his. God is not Alfred E. Newman. He's not somebody that you can toy with. All right, what else does God hate?
He hates your carnal, pre-planned, satanic wars. He hates your schemes, your desires to rule the world and mankind. He hates your Antichrist and the way you follow him.
Well, you're part of the Antichrist. If you're believing him, if you've let Satan enter into your body, you're part of the Antichrist. He hates your entire Antichrist facade, your whole Antichrist person, the whole body of Antichrist. Okay, then what?
He hates your love of money, which is the root of all evil. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10.
And your love for oil. And your love for lying and stealing and false accusations against people that are good. And he hates your hatred of God, of Christ, of Christians, the Word of God. Okay, go ahead.
He hates the spirit of Satan dwelling in those of you who are butchers of humans. He hates the seducing spirits
that have seduced you and have caused you to fall away from the Lord. Then what?
He hates the satanic spirits dwelling in those of you who are being used to wear out the saints. He hates the satanic demons in the false prophets who are leading millions of souls into hell, then into the lake of fire with them. There are so many of them, I can't list them all. He hates their satanic bargaining tables. God hates your hatred towards the Jews, his chosen people, and towards spiritual Israel, which is his body, his church, his bride, the New Jerusalem, the kingdom of heaven, which is at hand, the true Christians. Matthew chapter 10, verse 7.
True Christians. Catholics are not Christians. It's a big political, satanic, antichrist organization. The head of the world, cult, government, and media. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. The kingdom means that the law of God does not change. Democracy, the laws keep changing. There's, I guess, hundreds, maybe thousands of new laws every year. But the kingdom law has been settled in heaven. And it doesn't make any difference how many times the people of this world, who is secular government, change the law. It's still the same. You are going to be judged by God's law. He's very patient about it because you can see people around you dying like flies. And you're going to die. And you're going to stand before God whether you want to or not. I'm guaranteeing you. I thought I was a pretty mean person before, very cold. When the Lord came down upon me, I thought I was a tough guy too. I thought I was very evil because I had enough money to do whatever I wanted. If somebody would come against me to try to hurt me, I had enough money to send somebody over to hurt them. This is the way I used to operate before I was saved. And I realize you people out there have enough money to hire someone to do hurt. You sent me to prison on false charges because you hate the gospel that I preach. But it's how I'm preaching the truth, and woe unto you. But you're going to stand before God whether you like it or whether you don't like it, and you're going to be judged for all the changes that you thought you were going to make. The Word of God says, they'll think in the last days to change laws, my law, and times and seasons. It won't do you any good. The Word of God is settled in heaven. Amen?
Amen.
God never changed. The same Bible that you read here, that's the same Bible that he's going to judge you with when you stand before him. And some of you people haven't got a leg to stand on. And you'll want to sit down, like in a wheelchair or something, when you're before him. And you're going to pray for the rocks and mountains to fall on you when he comes back. Everybody's going to be raised from the dead. And they're going to face him. And everyone's going to face the King of Terrors, all you unsaved people. But when a Christian, a true Christian, dies, the angels of the Lord and the Lord himself comes down and takes you up peacefully into heaven. But not you wicked, not the wicked out there. I would suggest for you, if you believe my message, which is strictly from the Bible, if I were you, I'd get down on your knees and start praising and thanking the Lord. Because as tough as I thought I was, when the Lord came down upon me, I was screaming like a baby. And I guarantee it, no matter how tough you think you are, you're going to do the same thing. Because I wasn't afraid of man or beast, and I cried like a baby. When his word came down, he started pulling the breath in and out of me and showed me hell and heaven. And I was crying, don't send me to hell, please. And you think you're a tough monkey? You'll see. I guarantee you're going to be screaming your head off, screaming your lungs out. You'll be horrified when you stand before him, when you say, oh my God, he really does exist. I was so glad that he was merciful unto me and let me be saved, because I did not believe in him, probably any more than you do. But he made a believer out of me 41 years ago, and at the risk of my life, I'm telling you these things because I understand how you don't believe, because I didn't either. But you're going to fear him, I guarantee you. You'll say, well, I thought that God was a good God of love. He is a God of love to those that love him and keep his commandments. But he's a terrorist to those, and he laughs and mocks at you as you go out into hell because you ignore his word and ignore his very being and ignore his son who died on the cross for you. Now ask him into your heart before it's too late. Ask God if what I'm saying is the truth, especially you Jews out there. He'll tell you. He'll tell a Jew. You have to become a spiritual Jew in order to get into the kingdom of heaven. You can't be a Gentile. Gentile means unbeliever. Jew means a believer. Okay, now let's continue on here. The other things that God hates.
He hates the demonic spirit of pride in you, which chooses the way of Satan rather than the way of God. The psalmist David stated, I hate them with perfect hatred. Psalm 139, verse 22. Jesus said, thou, his authorities, hatest the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. Revelation chapter 2, verse 6. God doesn't hate the Nicolaitans. He hates their deeds. God doesn't hate you, but he hates your deeds. Repent of your evil deeds or burn in hell in the lake of fire forever. Matthew chapter 25, verse 41.
That sounds pretty crude, but that's the way it really is. I like to bottom line everything because I can't afford to spend too much time being nice. All the false prophets do that. So there's a need for someone like me, you know, somebody that just tells it like it is. I haven't got time to just say, oh, now you guys out there, you know you're wrong, and you know God loves you and all. No, he doesn't. He loves you if you love him and keep his commandments. Then what?
Repent of your evil deeds or burn in hell in the lake of fire forever. Matthew chapter 25, verse 41, Revelation chapter 20, verse 15, and chapter 21, verse 8. Any servant of God hates your deeds as well, but doesn't hate you. We hate the devil that possesses you. God wants to possess you. He died for you. He paid for you with his life and his blood on the cross at Calvary. Give up the crumbs of this world and receive immortality in heaven forever. Only the dogs eat the crumbs off of the Lord's table. We mere humans have only one choice. We can either repent of our sins and follow Christ, or not repent and spend eternity in the lake of fire. Spending eternity in the lake of fire is not a choice.
You either choose to go to heaven or hell, but I don't call that a wise choice, all right? Then what?
Therefore, if you have a brain, God is making you an offer that you can't refuse unless you are the ultimate masochist or a vegetable, which means you are insane. You will not think this way when you are in the lake of fire, gnashing your teeth and chewing your tongue for pain throughout eternity. It is the wonderful goodness of God towards all humanity that makes this clear and merciful offer through His Word, the Bible. It is your blueprint to heaven. Jesus our Lord tells us to repent and believe the gospel, Mark chapter 1, verse 15, or else He will come unto us quickly, Revelation chapter 2, verse 5. He warns everyone, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee, Revelation chapter 3, verse 3. If you don't repent, you will soon be standing before the great white throne of God. There you will not have your way. God never changes His word or judgment. You will be paralyzed with horror. You will be terrified beyond your imagination, because the bleak, naked truth, or ultimate reality, will have you firmly in its grip while you are being cast into the eternal flame which cannot be quenched. Then the smoke of your torment ascendeth up forever and ever. Revelation chapter 14, verse 11. Those who fear Satan rather than God, those who disbelieve God, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone. Revelation chapter 21, verse 8. To receive mercy for your condemned soul, cry out to God in this prayer.
I just repeat after me. Jesus, come into my heart with the Father by the Spirit, and wash all my filthy sins away. Enter into me and give me the strength that will make me more than a conqueror in you. And, Lord, I will read your word, and I will keep your word. But I know that you won't turn me away, because your word says that all that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, and that means me. Therefore, I know you've heard me, and I know you've answered me, and I know I'm saved. Just praise and thank the Lord. And, Sharon, tell everybody how to receive a copy of this program number 68.
Go to alamuministries.com. Email us at taoffice@alamuministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 2948, Hollywood, California 90078, or call area code 661-252-5686. That's 661-252-5686.
Until tomorrow. This is Pastor Tony Alamo saying, God bless you and praise the Lord. Amen.
For generations, many have been blessed by the anointed messages of Pastor Tony Alamo. Help from Christ Ministries is always eager to hear from our viewers. Please contact us at 918-506-5550. That's 918-506-5550. Or help from Christ Ministries at gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.